Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
Welcome to each and every one of you. It is an honor to have you in the audience today. So let me ask you this. Do you like it when people lie to you? What does that tell you? And as you know, are you, the average person, able to discern when somebody's lying to you? Now, last night, I got back into to home and turned on the TV, and lo and behold, you know, there is the Senate impeachment trial going on, and now, it went to like 11 o'clock Eastern time last night. So that's, you know, 8 o'clock our time. So I watched it for a while. And I was stunned to watch Adam Schiff blatantly lie about his staff having contact with the so-called whistleblower, which, by the way, Chief Justice John Roberts blocked anybody from mentioning his name. This guy needs to be outed big time. But I was stunned about the overt lying on the part of Adam Schiff. And it was obvious. And it's obvious because, for those of you who have not been following that part of this thing, he has admitted that the whistleblower, so-called whistleblower, contacted his Intelligence Committee staff. And they, quote-unquote, put him in contact. And now he's claiming they had no contact and that he doesn't know who this person is. That got me to a point that someone made to me yesterday, which I thought was something I'm going to follow up on. Because it's a question I've had in my mind. Who do you believe? It's not what you believe. Because I think most of us get and understand that. Who do you believe? We're going to talk about that today because it relates to what's going on here in Oregon and it relates to what's going on in Washington, D.C. All of it impacts your life and your world, and all of it impacts your ability to persuade a persuadable. Because, friends, that is the only way that Oregon will ever turn back to a political balance. And the opportunity is here. And it's coming big time, and it's coming with the February 6th Timber Unity Rally, and you need to be there. I cannot, and by the way, nobody's paying me to say that. We don't have any advertisers that are advertising specifically, for the moment anyway, that are paying me to talk about the Timber Unity Rally. I'm going to be broadcasting the show there, and you know why? You know why I'm going to be there? Because it is a true game-changing opportunity to strengthen two things. The backbone of weak-kneed Republicans who are afraid to walk out and stop all the really bad, totalitarian, regressive, Marxist ideas coming out of the legislature by the leftists who run it. That's the first thing. The second thing is to make it clear to the Democrats, you've struck a nerve out here, and you're going to pay a price. You're going to pay a very big price moving forward. Because again, as I have told you, friends, you may not know this, just a few votes changed here and there in the legislative races, the Democrats would not have been able to have done what they did with the big sales tax. That's why this is important. That's why it's important for you to be able to make arguments to, again, persuadable people, such as, you know, the high cost of living in California that's driving the middle class out of there in record numbers. They can't live there. It's too expensive. Housing is too expensive. Now, Kate wants to add a sales tax, wants to have you change our constitution to allow sales tax anytime you buy and sell real estate so we can pay for affordable housing. Now, Kate wants us to be like California, wants us to adopt a cap-and-trade system like California, which has dramatically increased the cost of living in California. And it's increasing even more. It's driving even more people out of there. A simple question to ask when you make that statement to someone is, do you want that to happen here? You want Oregon to be unaffordable for you and your kids? Well, that's where we're headed, folks. That's why we talk about these things here on Political Coffee. Now, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, and I'll try to read them on the air. I've got a couple of great emails from Lee, one from Wolfie. Dwight is hilarious about Lev Parnas. Apparently, it was invited by Chuck Schumer, who then comes out and lies after he's embarrassed. Lev Parnas, of course, is this guy who's been accused, the so-called Rudy Giuliani associate, who has been accused of taking $1 million from the Russians and hiding it, not declaring it. He's got an ankle bracelet on, and Chuck Schumer invites him because he's been critical of Trump, and supposedly he's the next guy to put the final nail in the coffin of Donald Trump, according to them. So Schumer invites him. Well, he's got an ankle bracelet. Can't get in. Now, some accounts said he did get in, and he was actually in the Senate gallery, and he got removed. Who knows? But the bottom line is Schumer looked really stupid, and then he comes out, and he lies about it. He says, oh, well, you know, he's just, you know, we got a request from Parnas. No, you didn't. The story was already out there. You guys reached out to Parnas. You wanted him there. You wanted to put pressure on the Republican senators so you could get more witnesses. Just hilarious. But he lied. Adam Schiff lied. Kate Brown lies to us regularly. It's provable. This is why I filed the Judicial Fitness Commission complaint and the bar complaint against her lawyer, who she nominated for the Court of Appeals, after, of course, he lied. At her request, no doubt, about trying to influence the so-called independent public records advocate. You know, Ginger McCall, that whole kerfluffle, and she resigned, and it all got out there, and they lie. How do you know when someone is lying to you or isn't? How do you know when someone has a hidden agenda? What is your personal criteria for that, and how do you apply it to politics? Richard wrote me an email, and this is part of the reason I'm talking about this. Part of it is because I was stunned at how convincingly Adam Schiff lied last night. If you had not known any of his background in the Intelligence Committee and what he has already said about contact with his staff in the Intelligence Committee, you would not have known that he lied last night. So Richard writes me this email. says, listening to your show today and talking about how Kate Brown wants to have a statewide property tax for affordable housing, doesn't she know that she's part of the reason housing isn't affordable? With her hidden sales tax, cap and trade, carbon tax, all of them are raising the cost of housing. They are raising the cost, raising construction costs because of the increase in building material. The labor costs go up because the tradesmen need to still buy their tools, which have now increased in cost. The cost is to support public facilities has gone up due to the increase in transportation costs. Everyone just passes the buck, so everything just keeps costing more. Where is the affordability in that? Now, Richard boils it down to the message that impacts people's lives the most. This is what Republicans in this state, and frankly, us conservatives, need to focus on. Messages to the average person. Common sense. Who's raising your cost of living? How can you afford hidden sales tax, that one that gets piled up on top of another tax, and then another tax, and another tax? All of it gets passed on to you. It raises your cost of living. And then the answer from Kate Brown and the people that run the Oregon legislature is to simply raise your cost of living even more. The average person gets that. They understand that. No, not who's doing this to you, but that it's happening to them. And they get that everybody is going to pay this, and that they are paying it because the cost for everything just went up. People are not stupid, but they are distracted. And this is why it's so important for you and I to talk to people that are persuadable and put forward questions and frame the issues, the political issues of the day, in a way that makes sense. We'll talk more about this. We'll talk to Bruce, who's on the line, 503-589-1220. And Ron, when we come back from the break. This segment brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Friends, I use CBD. I used it last night, and I slept like a baby. You know, it helps me in so many ways. I have sore muscles. I've got an aching joint. I rub CBD oil on it, and I buy mine, and it helps. And I buy it from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Check out CannaShield. That is the very high-quality product that they sell that is grown and processed right here in Oregon. You know you're getting what you say that they say you're getting, frankly. Check them out on the web, vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. Back in a moment. How do you know when somebody's lying to you? How do you know what to believe? Period. Back in a moment.
Come on and sing my song all night long. Oh, all night long. Yes, all night long. Yeah, all night long.
Stop the car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. We're going to go to the phones in just a momento. But let me throw a fly in the ointment, shall we say. It's one thing to overtly know when people are lying to you, okay? It's one thing to have very accomplished liars that are quite practiced at it, that are pathological. You may have met someone like that in your life. President Clinton is clearly one of those people. So also is Adam Schiff. But what about someone who is so convinced, this is the fly in the ointment, what if somebody is so convinced that what they're doing is so right for the good of mankind that they in their minds have justified everything, including lying or distorting truth? See, it's about motivations, right? The Democrats are trying to say that Donald Trump has wrong and bad motivations. Okay. But what if you really believe that the earth is going to end in 12 years unless we pass cap and trade? Like the story today about Nike and Intel and all these big Oregon companies have saying that all the states on the West Coast need to pass cap and trade. How do you tell when someone is lying to you, especially if they are convinced in their soul that it's okay because the ends justify the means? Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Bruce. Bruce, good morning. What do you think?
Well, Governor Brown, she's talking about affordable housing. As governor, there's a number of things that she could do right now to help with affordable housing. She's got the Land Conservation Development Commission. She appoints all seven members of that commission. And there's a lot of cities around the state would like to expand their urban growth boundaries, have more buildable land, and they're not wasting their money or time doing it because they're not be able to get it through the LCDC. So she needs seven new members on that commission that are pro-building, and you can get that done. When she went to the German Climate Change Conference last year, she signed an executive order right before she left that required every house, I think it's like starting 2024, to have solar panel electrics on the roof, or the connection for that, and to have connection to the house for an electric car. How's that helping affordable housing? How's the transfer tax going to help affordable housing? How is going after raising property taxes on people going to help with affordable housing? There's things she can do, but she's not doing it. She's doing the exact opposite things that she needs to do.
Well said. You just made the argument that needs to be made. Thanks, Bruce. I do appreciate you. That's the argument, folks. That's it. This is what the email from Richard's getting at. And Bruce gets it. You cannot add all of these rules and regulations at the state level, at the federal level. It doesn't matter why you're doing it. You cannot do it and expect that it isn't going to raise people's cost of housing and their cost of living with hidden sales taxes. When you say that to somebody, it's common sense. They get it. This is not rocket science. Not at all. These are arguments you can use. These are things you can say to other people. You know, if you really believe you want to try and save Oregon from this type of utter insanity, you got to do this. You got to participate, friends. Let's go to somebody else who participates, and that's our friend Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. The main thing is this, you know, take corrupt Tate, junkie Jenny Burdick, and psychotic Prozanski. All they care about is pushing their general along this dumbbutt Dembro. And the thing is this, they don't care. They want to Californianize. It's more, it's not necessarily Californianization. It's more of a Northeast Corridor mindset with the tax, with the tolls on the roads. The extra cost they wanted. You took the thing. Like I said, the evidence does not lie. If California has been doing cap and corruption for the last 11 years, and they haven't cut it 1%, but you raise the cost of living so dang high to where you have senior citizens that make $2,000 or less a month homeless or have to move out of state or buy an RV because utility rates will put them out of the, house, or the extra cost of mandating that they got to upgrade the apartments that they may have leased or a house that they might have leased to try to get supplemental income. So they're automatically trying to make poor poor. And, you know, $102,000, you can draw welfare in Orange County. And that's shameful. But yet, now they want to go through and take away the two-thirds majority in the House and say, we're going to be like the other states. When are people in Oregon going to stop being like the other states? What makes Oregon great is its own personality, the right of independence, the right of forced businesses, the right of standing up. No, they want to fall down the Bloomberg and Soros road. Mandate your kids get vaccinated or else we're going to take them like Kylie. We're going to go through and basically, you don't conform to the standards that they want, we're going to charge you a sewer discharge fee of $50,000. You want to save costs of an infrastructure? Like, get rid of $50,000 sewer discharge fees in Salem and Portland and all these other places and move out the urban growth boundary.
You're right. I got to let you go, brother, because we're coming up on the break. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your passion. You're right on the money. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we'll talk to some more callers and more interesting things to explore. Diamond Royalty Rides is a great Salem-based limousine company. And you know what? They have they present an opportunity for you to make somebody feel special. So why don't you go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Wine tours, weddings, anniversaries. Make somebody feel special. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. We'll be back in a moment with more phone calls and your thoughts. How do you tell when somebody's lying to you? What do you believe in? Now at 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how do you know when somebody's lying to you, especially when somebody's really a very accomplished liar, or someone is so convinced and so passionate in their belief that they must lie to you convincingly to save the world. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because it gets even more difficult. And this is why people don't know what to believe anymore. You can't even believe. And you know, Super Dave and Art, you guys hang on because I need to make this point. Yesterday, we've talked about this before, but it hit the news in a bigger way yesterday. The House of Representatives is warning about deep fake videos. Technology is so good that you can make someone appear to be saying something on a video that they did not say. What do you believe anymore? What are the markers you believe? What are the things you believe that you know are right about human nature and human interaction that tells you whether you can believe something or not? Somebody you can believe is a guy by the name of Eric Azor from Righteous Renovations LLC. Eric's a Christian. Been in business 10 years remodeling people's homes. Now, if you've ever remodeled something, you know how complex that can be. It's not like building something from scratch, is it? You got to come in, and once you get into a project, you never know what you got till you get in there. Well, Eric Azor can come in and help you do a kitchen remodel, a bathroom remodel, can put a new deck on your house or replace one. And he's not afraid to take a stand for his faith, because he puts his faith in his name, Righteous Renovations, LLC. That ought to give you some comfort. Here's a guy who will deal with you honorably and honestly. Why don't you go check him out? RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. What do you say? Hey, Art. For some reason, I cannot hear Art.
There you go. You there, should be able to hear me.
There we go.
Now.
I can hear you
I
now.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, that's why I said, wait, Jeff, you haven't clicked me in yet. So, anyways, first of all, let me say that knowledge is power, Jeff. You've heard that terminology forever. You have to immerse yourself in looking at all the facts, and then you can tell if somebody's telling you the truth or not, and if what the person is talking about, like the climate change subject and affordable housing. Now, everybody, I have business degrees in economics and business administration, and so I know that all these things that they're doing isn't going to resolve the problem. It's just going to make them worse, because if you raise taxes, etc., people don't have the money to buy or to rent housing. And that is very, very important. Now, how you tell if somebody's lying, you verify. You listen to them and you verify by researching what they're saying and applying the facts, not fiction, to what they're saying. And that's
when Kate Brown and the leftists who are teaching our children in the schools say, we have to raise your cost of living because it's the only way we can save the planet. How can you tell if that's truth or not?
Well, Jeff, you listen to these climatologists. And then you tell them, just like when they were telling us that, hey, we're going to go into a cold spell, everybody's going to freeze. It never happened, Jeff. And the same thing, they're doing the same thing now. And then you listen to all the facts. I listened for an hour to a climatologist on another radio show talk about the facts, and it made perfect sense. And so you challenge these other kooks who are distorting the facts, and you know what has happened throughout history, and then you debate them on the facts. And that's how we challenge this whole thing. We know the ulterior motive of this climate change thing is to line the coffers of companies who are selling these battery-operated cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is not going to help the situation, because it costs just as much energy to create the batteries and all that stuff as a regular car and gasoline does.
But Art, and I got to let you go because I need to move on to Super Dave. That's an excellent point. None of that, however, is going to be known unless you and I tell somebody about it.
That's I do it all the time, point. Jeff.
And Art, I got to let you go because I really do have to move on here. But that's the point. It's the same thing because they're not paying attention. The only headline they hear is that we have to do cap and trade. Because if we don't, we're doomed. They don't know the facts. Folks, that's the whole point of the show. It's up to you to help educate people. You see, they're not watching Fox. They're not listening to talk radio. So many people are just on social media. They're busy living their lives. Or they may be watching NBC, ABC, CBS, and they're only getting the lies and distortion from the leftist point of view from them. Especially when it comes to this impeachment business. If you had not known Adam Schiff's prior comments, which you would not have seen on ABC, CBS, NBC, you wouldn't know that he's lied. You would think everything he just lied about yesterday evening on the Senate floor, that he was being truthful. Let's go to Super Dave. Super Dave, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Awesome. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know, just like you said, how they lie. Everybody knows that Kate Brown lies by all the stuff that she said she wasn't going to do, and she does. She the only thing she was hired for, I think, was just for taxing so they can have more money, more power. It's that simple, everybody. You need to start waking up. I go into these doggone stores, grocery stores and that stuff, because I'm the one that picks up the food and stuff. I know what's going on, and people, they complain and that stuff, and I said, well, why don't you just thank Kate Brown, because that's who done it. They get right in there and they just passed all this stuff. But I tell you one thing, our Republicans, they better get their act together and they better walk out, because I'll back them all the way, by money or otherwise. But they better go. They better take off, because this doggone cap and trade crap is a bunch of crap. Look at California. God, these people don't understand.
That's right.
They're going out in droves.
Exactly right. We're going to be like California. That's the point that Ron makes constantly, because he's from there and his family's there. He sees the impact through his family members are telling him how hard it is to get by down there. And that's where we're headed. And I think you're right. Super Dave, yep. I got to tell you, it is the only choice Republicans have, is to walk out and deny the quorum to the Democrats so this thing does not pass.
We will now, back them up if they do what they need to do. So
and they will be rewarded for it by the voters, because there is this emerging grassroots coalition that has never been here in this state before, and it's conservative in its nature, and it's bipartisan, folks. Super Dave, great to hear your voice. Thanks for calling, friend.
Okay, take care, buddy.
I want to expand on this, because this is important. We have no choice. If Republicans walk out and stop the Democrats' entire agenda in this 35-day session, it changes the game in the elections. It changes the conversation politically throughout the state, including what all the things that we're going to talk about and that you can talk about with persuadable people. More importantly, it draws a red line in the sand. We're not going to cross it. And it tells the Democrats it's going to be different moving forward. Now, believe me, they're going to pull out all the stops, including lying to us, even more. How do we expose that? 6:48, back in a moment.
No, that's not poverty. Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. Got an email from Wolfie regarding yesterday's topic about witnesses. It says, I agree with Art on witnesses, but if we don't let them, then the Dems are sure to say, see, the Republicans don't want witnesses because they're afraid of and hiding the truth. Democrats stand for the truth. Vote Democrat in 2020. I think you're right about that. I think that's exactly what they're going to say. I think they're going to say no matter what Republicans did, no matter what, whether you had limited witnesses, like I suggested would be the right thing yesterday, just the way they did them in the Clinton trial, it doesn't matter. They will say it's not enough. They will say it's not a fair trial. If you gave them everything they wanted, they would still say it, folks. Because, you see, it's not about the trial. They already know where this thing's going to end up. Trump's going to be acquitted no matter what. It's all about trying to take back the Senate, damaging the voters' minds ahead of the election. This is why the only way you can do witnesses is if they are very limited. Because this thing can't drag on for months, truly. Because the problem is most people are not paying attention. That's obvious by looking at the polling. And I'll tell you that the longer you drag it out, the more people will pay attention. The more, like Goebbels said, a lie told often enough soon becomes the truth. Lee sent me an email yesterday about witnesses. He says, the real interesting question is if the Democrats would approve the obstruction of justice in another proceeding. Witnesses with credible, provable facts are needed for the process, but the process must be followed in fairness to the law, not to an agenda. It's been pretty obvious that that is not what happened. And everybody kind of gets that. But not if people are not listening because they don't. Because maybe they just watch CNN. Or maybe they watch MSNBC. Maybe they don't watch any of this stuff. But they get their headlines off of social media. Twitter, Instagram. And by the way, there's a fascinating story about the fight going on between conservative groups, of which I have been aligned with previously, professionally. Americans for Prosperity, that are at least in part sponsored by the Koch brothers and their group of conservative donors, versus the Mercers, another conservative group of people that are saying, we want to regulate big tech that is not being fair by shutting out conservative voices. The Koch brothers and my former organization, Americans for Prosperity, say, no, you can't do that. The other people say, yeah, we can and we should. That's the Trump side. Remember, the Kochs hate Donald Trump because they're globalists. And while I agree with many of their libertarian free market ideas, if your ideas in a new media environment by private companies are being stifled, your voice is being stifled because these companies are no longer acting as private companies. They act as utilities, in an essence. Shouldn't there be some standard? I think there should. So, all in all, my friends, we're in an interesting place in American history, both politically but also culturally, because of these things like deep fake videos and who do you believe? Now, I'm going to share with you a little bit more about that in a moment, but, you know, one group of people you can believe is Freedom Heating and Air. You know, they've been in business here in the Salem area for 40 years. Now, that means they've been in business through some ups and downs. Good times, bad times. And I can tell you, businesses that survive in bad times are businesses that are doing it right. And that means taking care of their customers. They have a slogan. It's called Freedom from Cold Nights, Hot Days, and High Utility Bills. And, you know, the way they can help you achieve all of that is they come and they take care of you. It's how they survive through the good times and the bad times. They do all kinds of emergency repairs. You know, it's wintertime and we're bound to get some cold weather. In fact, I think we have some cold weather coming maybe this weekend. So Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on Facebook, but also check them out on freedomheatingandair.net. Freedom Heating and Air, all one word, .net. So tomorrow's Freedom Friday. Speaking of freedom, where I give you the opportunity to call and talk about politically anything you want to talk about, okay? Now, the reality about lying is that, you know, we have our, you just kind of know as a human being when somebody is face-to-face with you is lying. Or maybe you see them on TV or in a video. If someone is so passionate about what they believe that it's okay to lie. It's okay to deceive because they believe there is a greater goal and a greater good. Is it ever right to lie? You see, people like Adam Schiff believe it's okay to lie because the real threat to their political agenda is Donald Trump being in office because of what he's doing with the judiciary, because he's reducing these regulations, because the economy is really strong, and it destroys their entire socialist, regressive, totalitarian, Marxist viewpoint. The same thing is happening here in Oregon. They will lie because they cannot have their ideas destroyed with results. Ultimately, when it comes, people are going to make decisions about voting for people to represent them, whether it's at the state level, school board level, or frankly, at the presidential level, based on results. How is this party's ideas affecting my life? How is this politician's activities or this candidate's ideas going to affect my life? And you and I, for those people who are not paying attention, but who are persuadable, this is where we have the opportunity to help people understand the high cost of affordable housing. Why is it? I go back to Richard's email earlier in the show. Why is there the high cost of affordable housing? Why is it so expensive? Why is it so hard for you to get ahead even though your wages are going up? These are questions we ask, and we'll keep asking them because it's your opportunity to influence your world. Get out there, my friends. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow on Freedom Friday. Be blessed.